Pittsburgh has a beer festival almost weekly, it seems, but this Saturday marks a first for the city and likely the nation, an event highlighting Black-owned craft breweries. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll reports on the inaugural Fresh Fest.
Like most college students, Dave Bracey liked a beer now and then. And like most students, his tastes were pretty limited.
I was drinking Natty Ice. That was our beer of choice. It was Natty Ice and Vladimir in college.
A few years after graduation, Bracey made a discovery. Not all beers taste like Natty Ice. A turning point was his local distributor's craft beer specials.
And I was like, oh, I didn't know like beer could taste like coffee. Like, that's crazy. Like, what else could it taste like?
Bracey is also a stand-up comic, and he and fellow comedian Ed Bailey later launched a podcast called Drinking Partners. The show blends comedy with appreciation for craft beer, small independent breweries that have grown rapidly into a $26 billion market, according to the Brewers Association. But while craft beer encompasses thousands of breweries and tens of thousands of styles, there's much less variety among those who drink craft beer or brew it. They remain overwhelmingly white.
There's an overrepresentation of white folks on both the production and the consumption side.
That's J. Nicole Jackson Beckham, a Randolph College professor in Virginia who's a top expert on diversity in craft beer. So why don't more drinkers of color like craft beer? Dave Bracey suggests a reason.
One, systemic racism, first and foremost.
Bracey means everything from poverty in the Black community, craft beer is usually pricier, to the racial segregation that keeps people away from other neighborhoods and bars. Moreover, says beer scholar Jackson Beckham, marketing and distribution by the beer industry has caused certain beverages to become historically entrenched in particular communities.
There's a pretty strong association of beer within Black cultures with malt liquor.
In addition, when craft breweries come to poor neighborhoods, other tensions arise, she says.
Craft breweries in particular are in many ways and in many spaces seen as a gentrifying force.
As far as producing craft beer goes, most brewery owners began as home brewers, and acquiring credit, capital, and even know-how can be difficult, says Alice Julier, director of food studies at Chatham University.
That's something, that kind of entrepreneurship has definitely been a place where women and people of color have had a harder time getting a foothold.
The craft beer industry acknowledges such problems. 4 months ago, the Brewers Association appointed Jackson Beckham its diversity ambassador. Surveys indicate Black folks constitute up to 10% of craft beer drinkers, but the ranks of Black people owning breweries remain tiny. Out of some 6,300 craft breweries, only about 50 are African American owned, less than 1%, estimates Mike Potter, the print shop owner based in Pittsburgh who founded the group Black Brew Culture. And the Pittsburgh region has no Black-owned breweries at all.
That's not a good number. When you consider, again, the consumption side of it, how many people of color actually purchase these beers.
Now Potter and comics Dave Bracey and Ed Bailey have launched the nation's very first festival for Black-owned breweries.
I think it's huge.
That's Chris Harris, owner of Black Frog Brewery in Toledo, Ohio, one of a dozen Black-owned breweries from around the country who will visit Fresh Fest.
It would show a lot more people, you know, that there are people of color that is interested in craft beer.
Co-organizer Mike Potter says he hopes Fresh Fest inspires new entrepreneurs and keeps beer dollars local.
You know, it's great if you want to buy stuff, but can you buy from another struggling Black entity? You're now appeasing your own tastes and having a good time, but you're also circulating the dollars within the community.
Advance ticket sales for Fresh Fest were so good that it moved from its original location and will now occupy the more spacious Nova Place on the north side. And the festival has already made at least one craft beer convert, thanks to the collaboration brews it arranged by matching local breweries with local drinkers. Wilkinsburg Mayor Marita Garrett is a wine fancier who teamed with Lawrenceville's Hop Farm Brewing Company to come up with a beer she liked.
So it has a little bit of like lavender notes as well as hibiscus.
Something else sweet, she says, would be if more people claimed craft beer culture as their own. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
Fresh Fest this Saturday also includes live music and food trucks.